Air, line, and vibe music. You there, Osco?
I think I may have timed it perfectly.
Beautiful. You did.
You got it, dude.
Oh, Roscoe?
Yeah?
I'd like to say that last night was the loudest thing I've heard since Black Sabbath when I was in seventh grade.
Thank you very much.
The new all-Marshall amp Roscoe's gang is awesome, especially in a low-ceilinged place like Woody's.
Yeah. Well, what's that feedback?
I don't know.
I ain't got a radio going.
No, I don't know where it's from. It's probably from my headphones.
Well,
you know, because I've got everything blasting so loud because I can... I mean, this morning I got up, I couldn't even hear, you know, my cat purring in my ear.
Well...
But it was beautiful. I liked it. You know, you and Warner have sort of gotten the shaggy hair, black-haired look, guitar-swinging dual thing down perfectly.
Yeah, man, we're, you know, MTV. We want to do it.
Yeah?
We want to do this rock thing, get ourselves into a tax bracket... You know, and, you know, with Warner, it seems that I found a guy that'll, you know, he'll go in halves on the bar, you know? So,
yeah, a guy who's willing to go all the way and drinks beer, too.
How about it? They're out in the van right now. We're at one of my favorite Vibe Report calling areas, the Thomas A. Edison Service Station.
On the Garden State Parkway?
Yeah.
Beautiful. And you're headed down to the Green Parrot, that is?
No, we're not playing the Green Pelican tonight. We're playing this other place, Cafe Bar, in Long Branch.
Cafe Bar in Long Branch, New Jersey?
Yeah, there should be a lot of Hound listeners know where that place is. It's right on the water, and it's going to
be... Oh, man. Beautiful beach weather.
They got a new PA in there, so...
Which you may even blow out tonight?
Yeah, we got to stand a chance of maybe getting the vocals up there a little bit.
So what do you got? You got the stacks of Marshalls?
Yeah, well, we got the stacks of Marshalls, and we brought the Fenders, too, you know?
Uh-oh.
You know, for...
Double your fun?
For why not, you know, for the same reason that a dog licks it, well...
Yeah. I did try to wake you up this morning and grab some of... get a tape of the new Roscoe's Gang material, but you, having stayed out later than me, didn't, I guess...
I was probably gone already. I had to go get to pick up the van and everything. Yeah,
really?
I should have left a tape for you, but...
Well, we do have the album here.
There you go.
To play. You got one you want to hear off the album?
I don't know. I like the, you got the CD, right?
Right.
I like the Guitar Power Lounger.
The lucky number 13 on the CD player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa.
Huh?
Where was Bruce last night?
Yo, Bruce, after work he had a rehearse, and I guess by the time he got out of rehearsal it was late, because what are they doing? They're mixing vocals today, I think. Vocal overdubs.
Well, why would they rehearse that late?
I don't know.
What is it gonna do, anyway?
Well, they know if they rehearsed, if they rehearsed last night, they wouldn't run into you guys at Coyote.
Uh-huh.
I assume.
Well, we weren't there.
No, I know. You guys were at Woody's. No, that's where Bruce was. And, you probably couldn't see this from the stage, but I think Den cut an extremely striking figure with an ace bandage on east wrist and a screwdriver in his hand.
You know, I saw that it was real. It was a quasi-religious thing. You know, he kind of... I was almost went up to him, and I was going to open up his shirt to see if he had, like, the Hazel Motes barbed wire around his chest. You know, Dan, when he gets a little of that scruff going, he can give you that, you know, he either looks a little bit like Jesus or a Ted Nugent tour T-shirt turned inside out.
Yeah, he is a little of both.
He's the walking shroud of the East Village.
Yeah. Ooh.
Dan, how does it go anyway?
I don't know. So what else you got planned for everybody?
Well, I don't know. Oh, yeah, you know, there's that new bar where we've been hanging out, which is strategically located half a block from the house.
Yeah.
We were going to have a birthday party for Warner and Kim during happy hour on Monday.
Monday?
Yeah.
Okay. So we can announce this to the whole world?
Yeah, why not?
Brownies, Avenue 8, between 10th and 11th Street. Come celebrate Warner Hodges' birthday with him and buy a drink for his whole band.
That's the 4th, right?
The 4th, right. That's Monday.
That's the birthday. So, yeah, I guess they got a good deal during happy hour.
I'm sure they do.
Well, speaking of happy hour...
Okay, and Roscoe.
Must be happy hour someplace.
Yeah, and you should get
that's
going.
That's where I'm going.
Okay, Roscoe, when Warner does the guitar spin, don't get hit in the head.
Oh, I know. I've been watching that thing.
I saw you duck once last night.
Yeah, when he was doing the spin, not to throw the spin, but when he's spinning on the cowboy boots, I did duck, man.
Yeah.
You get some inertia going with that rig, man.
Woo! Okay, Roscoe, have fun down at Long Branch.
Okay, aloha to all. Let's get some Hound listeners down there. I know there's New Jersey Camaro-owning Hound listeners down there. You've bought me drinks before. And
Cafe Bar, Roscoe's new power gang.
Okay.
Okay, see you, Roscoe.
Bye.
There it is, the Vibe Report, right on time.
Sounds like fun.